Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. October the 24th, the words we speak.
All this week, Derek considers Hebrews 4 verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Today explains how our spiritual fate is determined with the way we use our tongues. Another word for confession is testimony. We read in the book of Revelation, "They overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony." We've acknowledged that we overcome Satan when we testify personally to what the Word of God says the blood of Jesus does for us. Testimony is a very simple thing. Just saying words that agree with Scripture. Testimony saves us. It's our protection. I can't overemphasize its importance. The writer of Hebrews called Jesus High Priest of our confession in Hebrews 3. Confession literally means saying the same as. For us as believers in the Bible and in Jesus Christ, confession means saying with our mouths the same thing that God says in His Word. We make the words of our mouths agree with the Word of God. Jesus can advocate on our behalf only when we make the right confession. Whether we call it testimony or confession, it's indispensable in order for us to receive the salvation of God. Jesus said, "For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." We settle our destinies by the words that we speak. James said the tongue is like the rudder on a ship. Even though it's a small part of the ship, it determines exactly where the ship will go. We determine the course of our lives by the way in which we use our tongues. We can say the right thing and make the words of our mouths agree with the Word of God, or we can say the wrong thing and cause our lives to go off course. We'll either come safely to harbour or end in shipwreck, according to how we use our tongues. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, that you are the High Priest of our confession. I proclaim that I overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. I shall hold fast my confession. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.